Day 33, speak life into others. I'm not sure if you ever thought about this, but during creation, God comes on the scene and the world is created. Now, I want you to go back and read this. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but kind of I am. And that is that he speaks the world into existence. He goes down the line and speaks, creatively speaking things into existence. Then when it comes to making man, he bends down, he puts his hand on what was already spoken, and then he creates man and breathes life into it. There's other scriptures that talk about power, you know, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And in Ephesians, Paul's saying, look, don't let any of this unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what's helpful for building others up according to their needs that they may benefit. So Paul's saying, hey, look, be careful of your words. Be careful how you talk about other people. Be careful about what you say about other people. You know, most of the time that people, and this is just a little quick tip for you. If you're around somebody and all they do is they're talking about other people and they're putting other people down and they're talking negative, it's a good chance and only a matter of time until you're on that list too. You're on that rotation of people that get talked about. And if it doesn't involve me, then my best bet is to connect to people that are involved with it and to stay out of it. That I have to be careful with my speech I'm talking about. Like I don't need to get involved with other people's issues and drop that have nothing to do with me. And we live in a world in a culture where we feel free, whether it's through social media or just in person, to say things about people that aren't building up, they aren't helpful. And let me just drill this down for you. The most important piece of this lesson you could take out is I want you to look at your life and I want you to just put yourself here like on the middle of this table. And then I want you to draw a circle, like if you had a little compass like you did in math class. And I want you to draw a circle and just put who are the people that are in proximity to you. And I want you to ask yourself, I want you to rate yourself from 1 to 10. Like, how is your speech with them? And you could ask them if you want, but I want you to evaluate yourself. Because how you see something is how you treat it and how you're going to speak to it. If you see something with life, you're going to speak life to it. That's why great parents, they see things and potential in kids that they don't see in themselves. And we speak to that. You know, coaches, when they work with you, they put you through discipline, but they see something in you. They see potential in you that is beyond what even maybe you can see, but they're speaking to the potential. They're speaking to it to what? To benefit those who are listening. Let me just challenge you to be somebody who speaks life into others. I'm not talking about empty words. I'm not talking about being fake and not being in reality with things that go on in life. But I am saying in your life, what is it you're known for? When people around you, what do they get when they get you? What do they get? Do they feel when they leave your presence? Is it draining? Is it uplifting? Is it neutral? I don't. Are they angry? I don't know. But if you're somebody who struggles with this, I want you to know God will help you because it's a design by God that we would speak in an uplifting way about other people. And let me just say this. You can say, well, people don't say it to me. Well, the more you seed something, the more it comes back to you. So if that's what you're looking for, I would just make it a point to do more for other people. But I would say, don't just do it because you want something. Do it because it's what you're created to do. Don't live less than what you were designed to do. The world in and of itself has enough negativity. We don't need to add to it, especially if we say, I want to represent God. Look, in that close proximity, here's what happens, whether it's your marriage, your kids, parents, relationships, we get comfortable. I've counseled people for over 20 years, whether it's marriages and people going through struggles, relational issues. It's been my life. And what happens is over time, the people closest to us, we take liberties. We take things for granted sometimes. Or we take hurts and we're not addressing them. And the way that we address it is we speak down to it. Or you're rehearsing something that was done to you. You know, I love the story about the two alcoholics. I don't love alcoholism, but I love the story about two alcoholics. And it was this. Guy said, yeah, I grew up, father was raging alcoholic, so that's why I drink. Another brother said, I grew up, you know, our dad was a raging alcoholic, so I don't drink. The same circumstance, but you have a choice. I want to challenge you, if this is a struggle, you don't have to repeat the cycle. I'm sorry about what people said to you. I'm sorry if that's what you had to live under. But now it's your turn. It's your life. Break the chain. Set something up in life. And I'll end with this. Jesus said this. If you want to be great in the kingdom, said love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. He said that's the greatest things that you could possibly do. So how do we do this? Well, we lead with love. We start to try to see things the way that God sees, see people the way God sees them, and be a person that isn't fake, isn't phony, isn't negative, isn't nasty, isn't difficult, isn't cantankerous. Just be a person that is like, okay, I am myself, I'm authentic, and whether you're a big talker, look for ways to say, I'm somebody though, I speak life into other people. That's what I'm trying to do. You need to tell anybody that, just be about it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.